Hey everybody, I hope you're having a good time going through the New Testament with me. It is February 13th, and we are in Matthew chapter 10.
And I gotta warn you, it's about to get real for the disciples. Jesus is sending his disciples. That's what this whole chapter is about. Jesus is sending his disciples out. These disciples today can be called apostles. The Greek word that comes from the word of apostles means messengers. And so Jesus is sending out the 12 disciples as messengers. He gives them these illicit directions as to how to be welcomed by people or what they need to do when people welcome them, when people reject them. And you know, here's what I want you to think about as you're reading the 10th chapter of Matthew. Now, we don't want to take this out of context and say every single thing that Jesus is saying here to the disciples are the exact same things he is saying for every Christian for all time. But I think there's a lot of things here that we could put into the category of being true to all Christians. Now, one of the things is verse 16. He says, "I'm sending you out like sheep among wolves. Therefore, be as shrewd as snakes and as innocent as doves." Wow. That elevated quickly, didn't it? Jesus is saying, "I'm sending you out as sheep among wolves." And what do wolves want to do to sheep? I have never met a wolf that did not want to completely obliterate a sheep. Isn't that what it feels like to be a Christian in the world today? And then another thing Jesus says in verse 19 is he says, "When they arrest you, don't worry about what to say or how to say it. At that time, you will be given what to say, for it will not be you speaking, but the Spirit of your Father speaking through you." That is something that I often think of when I'm going into a situation where I don't feel equipped. I don't feel like I know enough. I'm afraid to have a conversation with somebody about spiritual things, and I'm afraid I'll mess it up. But you know, if we're following Jesus and we're seeking God to speak through us, we don't have to have all the answers, but God will give us exactly what to say in those situations. Now, hopefully we won't be arrested for talking about our faith, but who knows what the future brings. But that's just something that brings peace to me, knowing that the Holy Spirit will give me the words. And sometimes I've just got to take the step of allowing myself to engage in a difficult conversation with the belief that I don't have to have all the answers. And then at the end, Jesus, or more towards the end, Jesus says in 29, he says, "Are not two sparrows sold for a penny?" You see, they used to be able to sell birds and two for a penny. That's a pretty good deal, isn't it? And then he says this, "Yet not one of them will fall to the ground outside of your Father's care." Bible passages will say, "without the Father's permission." Even the very hairs of your head are numbered. Maybe you've heard that. So don't be afraid. You're worth more than many sparrows. I want to remind you today that God's got you. He knows the number of hairs on your head. For some of us, that's easier to count than others, but we got a lot of hairs on our heads, don't we? And God loves us and knows us enough that he knows how many hairs are on our head. He knows how we are wired. He knows our weaknesses. And nothing happens outside of God allowing it to happen. And then at the end, he says, "Whoever does not take up their cross and follow me is not worthy of me." As followers of Jesus, we all will have a cross to bear. Some of us will have different crosses to bear. Some of us have to bear the cross of sickness or illness or loss, or bear the cross of our past, or bear the cross of persecution. Some of us have to bear the cross of certain sin tendencies that others don't deal with. But we all, to follow Christ, have a cross to bear. Even Paul made it clear that he had a thorn in his side that he had prayed for God to take away, but God hadn't. And so when we bear our cross, let us remember who we're bearing our cross for. Isn't it interesting that Jesus talks about bearing a cross? probably a couple years before he actually bore a physical cross on his way to Calvary. So God will give you the strength that you need. Obedience is our job. God cares about us. Nothing happens outside of his permission. We're to carry our cross, and he'll always give us the words to say in those situations to talk about the hope that we have in Jesus.